Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies today with highs around 59. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. 56 tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. Chance for mixed precipitation Sunday with highs in the low 40s, mainly sunny Monday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Industry and ag groups forming a coalition to address the proposed steel and aluminum tariffs by President Trump. The National Foreign Trade Council announcing the formation of the Alliance for Competitive Steel and Aluminum Trade this week. The coalition includes industrial and ag groups like the National Pork Producers Council, American Soybean Association, and U.S. Wheat Associates. In the statement announcing the coalition, organizers say members will meet with Congress and the administration to express concerns about downstream efforts in the proposed tariffs on importing steel and aluminum and the potential effects it could have regarding foreign retaliation. The National Foreign Trade Council says the alliance is deeply concerned about the effect that the tariffs will have on U.S. sectors that use steel and aluminum. The coalition say the tariffs pose risk to U.S. consumers, exports, and economic growth. Roughly 150 biofuel plant managers urging President Trump to pursue the path that's a win for agriculture, the biofuel industry, and blue-collar workers regarding the renewable fuels standard and RIN prices. Growth Energy joined the managers in the letter that called for reed vapor pressure relief for E15 fuels and asking the administration to reject Senator Cruz's proposal that they pick winners and losers. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said the Cruz campaign against RINs is based on fairy tales designed to justify handouts, the same folks who raided corporate funds at the expense of local workers in Philadelphia. That's a reference to the failed refinery in Pennsylvania that claimed RIN prices led to its bankruptcy. The letter to Trump explained that allowing year-round sales of E15 would support growth on all sides and generate a new supply of RINs and ease pressure on refiners. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Mid-America Network News. A data incident affecting certain payment cards used at multiple Applebee's restaurants has been reported affecting customers in Topeka, Manhattan, and Emporia between December 6, 2017 and January 2nd of this year. RMH Franchise, who owns Applebee's, said that they believe the unauthorized software was placed on the point-of-sale system at certain Applebee's restaurants and may have affected a limited number of purchases made at those locations. A former police officer in Southeast Kansas has pled no contest to charges of sexually assaulting a woman that he arrested during a domestic disturbance. The Joplin Globe reports that 22-year-old Jesse Davis took a plea bargain on Tuesday in Crawford County District Court. Davis surrendered himself to authorities last year on charges of aggravated sexual battery and official misconduct after a Crawford County Sheriff's Department investigation. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Chisholm Trail Gun Show. It's Wichita's oldest and largest gun show, sponsored by Chisholm Trail Antique Gun Association. It'll be held at Hartman Arena in Park City, Kansas. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show is Saturday, March 10th and Sunday, March 11th. This is one gun show you won't want to miss. Table after table of guns, hunting supplies, and shooting supplies. Buying, selling, trading. Chisholm Trail Gun Show. The Wichita Gun Show. Saturday and Sunday, March 10th and 11th at Hardman Arena, Park City.
Freddy's Pizza.
Hey, I just got my pizza and there's a piece taken out of it.
Yeah, that's our fee.
But I paid for the whole pizza.
And you got the whole pizza, minus our fee.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it's just like being charged a sign-up fee on a personal loan.
I'm sorry, what?
You got fee. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a sec.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers no-fee personal loans for home renovations, major purchases, or managing credit card debt. Don't get feed. Visit Marcus.com.
A lawsuit alleges a special needs student in Kansas was sexually assaulted by another student on a school bus. The Kansas City Star reported that the lawsuit filed against First Student alleges the company was negligent by not having an adult monitor on the bus when the assault occurred in April of 2016. At that time, the teen was a Lenexa resident and a student at Shawnee Mission South High School. The lawsuit contends the girl was seated two rows behind the driver and continually molested by another student who sat down beside her. A retired Kansas City area banker is running as a Democrat for Congress for the 3rd District seat held by Republican Kevin Yoder. The Kansas City Star reports that Sylvia Williams of Leawood announced her candidacy Wednesday in a video posted online. The 52-year-old said she worked for several banks before retiring last year. A 56-year-old woman from Madison, Kansas, died in a single vehicle crash in Coffee County yesterday. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, Jerry Ann Moreland was driving westbound when her vehicle left the roadway and rolled. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-American Network News. A Nebraska man who robbed a bank with the goal of receiving medical treatment in prison has been asked by a judge to consider probation instead. The Beatrice Daily Sun reports a 54-year-old suspect appeared in court Wednesday to be sentenced for attempted robbery. He says going to prison may be the only way he can get help for a medical condition that caused him to lose his job and later his home. The judge says he didn't believe prison is for the poor and homeless. A former state trooper has pled not guilty to misdemeanor vehicular homicide and other charges for his part in a pursuit that led to a deadly crash. Sheridan County court records say that 42-year-old Tim Flick entered the pleas yesterday. His trial is set to begin on June 4th. The charges stem from Flick's role in the 2016 high-speed chase of an intoxicated motorist in Sheridan County. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed public comments each had heard regarding issues at the health department. No consensus was reached. Many concerns dealt with the future of the department and services to citizens. A tax abatement request for 10 years from Brad Portnier was presented. He would add 15 to 20 potential jobs with an expansion at Bradford built. All commissioners agreed they were willing to help, but were concerned with a two-week time period for a decision. Portnier is hoping to begin construction soon, taking advantage of lower steel prices. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. The sheriff indicated he would like to engage a conversation soon regarding a school resource officer for each school in Nemahal County. The road and bridge supervisor advised he will be advertising for the dust control program soon. The county attorney and county treasurer came before the board to speak about administration of a neighborhood revitalization programs. Cities of Seneca and Sabetha both decided to allow the rebate as long as taxes are paid in full by May 10th. Following discussion, a motion was approved to adopt the same procedure in the administration of a county's neighborhood revitalization program. A community meeting is planned in Waterville on Tuesday, March 13th. Residents are invited and encouraged to attend to gauge support for a community restaurant. A meeting for community members will include preliminary research for the project, proposed floor plans, design, management, and details of a new business. Input from the public on what they'd like to see in a restaurant and suggestion boxes will be available. For information, contact Darren Jacobson or Ellen Barber. The community meeting at Waterville Tuesday begins at 7 p.m. at the community center. Due to scheduling conflict, St. Gregory's will not have a fish fry this Friday, March 9th. They will have a fish fry on Friday, March 16th and March 23rd. Again, no fish fry this Friday, March 9th, St. Gregory's, Marysville. Marysville Chamber of Commerce will host the annual legislative forum with State Representative Clay Aaron, Senators Elaine Bowers and Dennis Pyle. Saturday, March 10th, forum begins at 9:30. Coffee and rolls will be served at 9 a.m. at Marysville City Hall. Dee Polson, age 87, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Salem Lutheran Church, Axtell. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dee Polson. Alice C. Schmitz, age 98, of Marysville, passed away March 4th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Friday at 5:30 at church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 3 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Alice Schmitz.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious five-bedroom home features three full baths, two safe storage rooms, and three-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. The property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call Inline today at 562-5525.
It's an incredible offer from Pelcamp's Furniture Mart. Get up to triple the tax back. You heard right. Hurry into Pelcamp's Furniture Mart today and find the best names in furniture, insert and mattresses, all at the best prices. And get up to triple the tax back. With this amazing Pelcamp's offer, you can buy sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture. And get up to triple the tax back by dining sets, bedroom furniture, and certain mattresses and get up to triple the tax back. Buy leather furniture, entertainment centers, and youth furniture and get up to triple the tax back. With qualifying purchase at Feldkamp's, you can get up to triple the tax back. You get the furniture, you get the savings, and for a limited time only at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart, you get up to triple the tax back. See store for complete details. But this incredible offer cannot and will not last. Get up to triple the tax back at all Feldkamp's Furniture Mart locations.
In Salina, Junction City, Marysville, Concordia, and Manhattan.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the central parts of the Midwest, we'll continue with quiet weather, but as we head into the weekend, we do have a low pressure system that will move into the area, bringing a chance for some rain showers and a little bit of some mixed precipitation, a wintry mix, as we head into Saturday night, continuing into early Sunday. This low will push off towards the east as we head into the early parts of next week. Otherwise, temperatures not too bad heading into the weekend, but cooler temperatures by Sunday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny skies, upper 50s, winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 30s, winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers in the afternoon. We'll see temperatures in the mid-50s. Saturday night, a slight chance of rain, then a slight chance of rain and snow, temperatures in the lower 30s. Sunday, could see a little bit of some freezing rain early, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature early March, 53. Record high on this date, 82 in 1977. The average low, 31. The record low is 4 below 0 in 1967. Sunset this evening, 6:23. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42.
When it comes to garlic, getting just the right amount can make or break a recipe. A little help today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before. A library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. Learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 9th, the 68th day of the year. Detective fiction author Mickey Spillane was born on this day 100 years ago. Ever tempted to substitute garlic powder or salt when a recipe calls for fresh garlic? They're perfectly acceptable substitutes if you know your garlic equivalents. One medium-sized clove is roughly equivalent to an eighth teaspoon of garlic powder, which is merely dried and ground garlic. Garlic salt gets a little tricky, though. It's a mixture of garlic powder and salt, but mostly salt. In a teaspoon, there are three parts salt to each one of garlic. You'll need over four teaspoons to equal one-eighth teaspoon of garlic powder, a ratio that can make a recipe very salty very quickly. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find more kitchen conversion charts, visit almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday, Kansas State's Barry Brown scored the go-ahead layup with 11.2 seconds left in overtime, and Alex Robinson missed a pair of foul shots at the other end for TCU, allowing the Wildcats to escape with a 66-64 victory in the Big 12 tournament quarterfinals yesterday. Kansas State won 4 of 6 to finish the regular season and now should feel comfortable about an at-large bid for the NCAA tournament despite its pillars. Carlosoft non-conference schedule. KU's redshirt sophomore Malik Newman had a career-high 30 points as the number 9 Jayhawks took down Oklahoma State 82-68 yesterday. KU advances to play in-state rival K-State today in semifinals at 6 o'clock this evening. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett on the Mid-America Network.
I love to play it safe, especially when it comes to my facility and my guys. Everyone's got their PPE. Safe boots, safe goggles, safe gloves, safe everything. If I could make the vending machine safer around here, I would. Believe me, I've tried. That's why I love Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They help keep my facility safe and my people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we're back with Sage Kimsey, four-time PRCA World Champion Bull Rider and Wrangler-sponsored athlete. So, Sage, tell us, why do you rodeo?
You know, it's something that I've dreamed about ever since I was a little kid, putting on my Wrangler jeans and thinking about it, dreaming about it all the time. And there's a special moment right before I get on a bull. You know, everything in the world's just pretty serendipitous, and the world just kind of slows down around me. You crawl over that chute, and then you know the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Sage. Question of the day, brought to you by Boot Barn.
The number 11 Wichita State Shockers have a shot to lock down a ninth straight 25-win season when they take on Temple today in the American Athletic Conference quarterfinals. Wichita State and Temple meet for a third time this season after the Owls held off a late Tulane rally to beat the Green Wave. Mike Moustakas remains the Kansas City Royal, at least through the 2018 season. Yahoo Sports Major League Baseball writer Jeff Passan reports the all-star third baseman has agreed to a one-year deal with a mutual second-year option with the Royals. Passan reports that Moustakas has a $5.5 million salary in 2018 with $2.2 million in performance bonuses. There's a mutual option for $15 million in 2019 with a $1 million buyout, according to Passan. Have a good weekend, everyone. Kansas. Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett.
Thursday state basketball tip-offs found Topeka Hayden defeating Marysville boys 57-51. In Hayes, girls class 1A, Hanover outlasted Frankfort 50-47. Hanover advances to face South Central in Friday's semifinal at 3. 1A Division 2 at Dodge City, Axtell knocks off St. John's Tipton 66-64. Axtell takes on Hartford Friday at 3.
Marysville Bulldogs season came to an end, dropping a 57-51 decision to Topeka Hayden, tipping off 4A Division II state tournament at Emporia. Hayden, a double-digit lead along the way. Marysville fought back, and they were close to the end. But Hayden hits 18 of 30 free throws versus 5 of 6 for Marysville. That's your ball game. Hayden, led by junior standout Zach Harvey, finished the ball game with 27 points. Marysville's Gabe Peschel drops in 21. Nick Sparks with 11, and Jacob Backus 10. Marysville finishing the campaign 18-4 as Topeka Hayden advances at 16-7. Final at Emporia on Thursday. Topeka Hayden 57, Marysville 51. Reporting for KNY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
State basketball semifinal round pairings involving area teams Friday. Class 4A Division 2, second seed Marysville meets third seed Andale at Emporia at 3 p.m. Live broadcast on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Girls Class 2A, Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, the number 6 seed, face second seed Oldby Friday evening at 6:30. Live broadcast on FM 95.5. 1A Division 1 in girls action, Hanover, the number 4 seed, faces top seed South Central Friday at 3. Live on FM 95.5. Hanover boys, the number 3 seed, face 7th seed Centralia Friday at 8:15. Again, live on FM 95.5. Axtell Lady Eagles, the number 7 seed, face 3rd seed Hartford, a 3 p.m. tip-off at Dodge City.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Land O' Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to landolanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Land O' Lanes.
A full day of basketball action Friday. Marysville girls tip at 3 from Emporia, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Opposite the Hanover girls from Hayes at 3, live on FM 95.5. Kansas State, 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock tip off on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Tonight, Valley Heights girls at 6:30, Hanover boys at 8:15, live on FM 95.5.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit, your
year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits. Organic Summit year-round spray oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit mosquito bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Burn off a few calories and reinvigorate your landscape with a bit of late winter pruning. It's a good time to prune summer flowering shrubs like Japanese spirea, potentilla, and Annabelle hydrangeas that need some taming. It's also the best time to rejuvenate overgrown and neglected spring flowering shrubs like lilacs and forsythia. You'll sacrifice a few of their blossoms this spring, but greatly improve their overall health and beauty. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider gradual renewal pruning for succulent shrubs like forsythia, lilac, and red twig dogwood that continually produce new stems. Remove any dead and damaged branches and a few of the older, thicker stems to ground level. Repeat yearly on overgrown plants for 3 or 4 years. By the end of this period, you'll have a smaller plant with leaves from top to bottom. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When you grow up with something all of your life, you may not realize exactly how special it is. That was a bit the case for Dave, who learned that what he found outdoors was truly a unique piece of our world. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Dave Hallett says that growing up in South Central Missouri, he didn't appreciate the renowned wildlife area in which he lived.
The Gasconade River and the Big Piney River, which both run right through Pulaski County, are nationally famous for smallmouth bass fishing.
Not only is the fishing good, but Dave says it's how you fish here that makes it special.
Beautiful rivers to float, and that's the aspect of it too, is just that you take float fishing to where, you know, you put it in a spot, you really don't need a motor, usually you got a guy that's just paddling, and it's very, very peaceful, very serene. It's not like, say, bass fishing on a lake where you're in a hot rod bass boat or anything like that. Some of these guys are floating down here in some crafts that you see that might be rather questionable.
This area of Missouri offers plenty of lakes that are quite popular. Dave has nothing against those locations, but he says these rivers in particular offer something the well-known lakes do not.
I see more people that's not just want to get outdoors. They want to get outdoors for a peaceful outdoors experience and something more away from the things of man, so to speak. And so getting down on the Gasconade and the Piney, it's literally like stepping back 200 years.
Dave spends a lot of time on the rivers, either for himself or guiding others when he has time away from his day job. He says he's finding more and more people from states far away coming here to get this unique experience. And even though more people know about it, it's not become a crowded, commercialized place.
You're going to see the bluffs. You're going to see the beauty of these river bottoms. And you're going to enjoy fishing that really is only found right here in Pulaski County.
But the fish are just part of the story, for there's plenty of wildlife roaming the wooded hills surrounding these picturesque rivers. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Pulaski County, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
Today on Living the Country Life Radio, we'll hear from a Purina poultry expert. Stay tuned for information and advice for your backyard flock.
I say chick, you say strong. Chick, strong. Chick, strong.
If you raise backyard chickens, these are the two words you'll want to remember.
Purina's Chick Strong system is included in all Purina starter grower feeds. Baby chicks require 38 unique nutrients from day one, and they're all included in Purina starter grower feeds. That's right. You can leave the supplements on the shelf. That's the Chick Strong promise, because strong chicks equal happy hens. Next time someone says chick, you can say strong.
And for a limited time, get strong chicks and strong savings at participating Purina retailers. From March 5th to March 26th, take $2 off 35-pound bags of Purina Organic Starter Grower, $2 off 50-pound bags of Purina Starter Grower feeds, and $1 off 25-pound bags of Purina Starter Grower feeds. Hurry in. Discount available at participating Purina retailers while supplies last.
When it comes to feeding backyard poultry, a complete feed is best. Learn more about choosing the right feed for your flock in this edition of Flock Strong Friday, brought to you by Purina. And today, we're joined by Dr. Patrick Biggs, a nutritionist with Purina. Dr. Biggs, how do you recommend folks choose the best feed for their flock?
I'd recommend they start with making sure that you're choosing a complete feed. One feed that provides the birds with all 38 nutrients that they need to grow. And that's really the foundation of our Flock Strong feeding program. From day 1 through week 18, feed Purina Start and Grow. Or if you're looking to raise organic chickens, then the Purina Organic Starter Grower, both of which contain the Chick Strong system, are great options to get started with. And then at 18 weeks or first egg, whichever comes first, look for a complete feed with Oyster Strong system to provide the nutrition birds need to produce fresh eggs with strong shells.
You mentioned 18 weeks as a guideline to transition from a starter grower feed to a layer feed. Why 18 weeks, and how should flock raisers transition growing chicks to a layer feed?
Well, on average, 18 weeks is about the time when most chickens will transition to start laying eggs. If you start seeing eggs before 18 weeks, then that's when you should go ahead and start transitioning them to a layer feed. That's going to provide them with the right level of calcium to maintain egg production. Now, to transition your chicks to that layer diet, I recommend that you mix your layer feed in with your starter grower feed over about the period of a week. If you're going to a crumbled layer feed, it doesn't need to be as long of a transition. The birds will recognize the feed size as what they're used to, so it may take 3 or 4 days to really make that complete transition to a layer feed. Now, if you are switching to a pelleted layer feed, it may take a little longer, over about a period of a week, for those birds to make that complete transition to the pelleted layer diet. And then also, at this point in time, it's when you can start kind of spoiling your hens if you want to. Start providing them with things like treats and scratch grains. But we want to make sure that you follow that 90-10 rule. So at least 90% of their nutrition is coming from their complete feed, while the other 10% of their diet can come from things like Purina scratch grains or flock block.
Complete feeds sound like the way to go. Then have a little fun with treats for layers. Thanks for the great tips, Dr. Biggs. Tune into next week's Flock Strong Friday for more poultry tips from Purina.
There's a church in the valley by the Wildwood. No lovelier place in the day. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the bay. Clear ringing bell. His tone so sweetly accord.
National FFA organization membership is growing, and a small Nebraska high school is an example of the trend. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side-by-side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
FFA is back at the Neely Oakdale High School in Neely, Nebraska. Ag teacher Callie Bowling.
We're in an ag community located in northeast Nebraska where, you know, agriculture is our livelihood up here. And so to get this program back into this school is very big. You know, a couple years from now, I can look back on that and go, hey, that is something I was a big part of. Something that will be very rewarding, I think, down the line.
Neely's FFA chapter was chartered in 1931, but folded up about 15 years ago after some state funding formulas changed. Local farmer Kenny Ranke is glad to see it back.
It was a struggle to get the program started. I know we tried little intro classes, things like that, but we never could get the full program to get it going, to get what the kids really needed to be competitive in all the ag sectors.
High school senior Bailey Fry.
I'm glad that the younger generations get a chance that the people above me didn't, because I know they all wanted one, but they never got into this here.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. South Korea is creating a task force to respond to U.S. trade protection measures. South Korea's foreign ministry has ordered the South Korean embassy in D.C. to set up a special response team. South Korea has requested to be excluded from proposed higher import tariffs on steel exports under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act, emphasizing the negative effects the measure would have on bilateral relations. The move comes as the U.S. also is seeking to renegotiate CORUS, the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement, South Korea a major U.S. ag market. Now, according to the U.S. Trade Representative's fact sheet, Korea currently the fifth largest U.S. ag export market, with beef leading the way, followed by lemons, almonds, cheese, cherries, wine, then beer. Korea was also the top market for U.S. corn in the last marketing year. Bayer confirmed this week that the company's exclusive talks with BASF regarding the sale of Bayer's entire vegetable seed business. That move is expected to help it win approval for the acquisition of Monsanto. The move, according to Bayer, is part of its effort to address concerns made by the European Commission regarding the Bayer-Monsanto deal. The European antitrust regulator, which has raised concern the Monsanto acquisition could pressure farmers, is expected to make its decision on the Monsanto deal by April the 5th, though it could issue a ruling earlier. Bayer has already agreed to sell a select crop science business to BASF for $7.3 billion in October. The first deal covered Bayer's LibertyLink technology and herbicide tolerance, and essentially all of the company's field crop seed businesses and related research and development capabilities. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yeah!
Hire a professional you can trust. You can duck your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210. 30, 30, 35, another 40, make it a 40,
make it a 40, now 5, 5, 5, make it a... Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. The pressure continues on our ag futures markets here on Friday. May corn down 3.5 at 390. July down 3 at 397.5. May Kansas City wheat down 14.5 at 518.75. July is down 14.75 at 535.75. All three of the wheat markets under the gun today. May soybeans down 20.75 at 10.43.25. July beans down 20.75 at 10.52.25. May soybean meal down 7.60 at 375.80. May bean oil down 17 points at 31.67. So really some intense pressure on our grains and soybeans. Livestock started off on the wrong foot, but cattle have recovered. April live cattle up 132 at 123.10. June up 85 at 114.12. Later months are mostly higher. March feeder cattle up 72 at 142.47. April feeders up 20 now at 143.20. The later months, once again, are mostly higher, so things look pretty good for cattle at the present time. April hogs down 12 at 67.95, while May hogs down 10 at 72.25. So we're looking at mixed numbers across the livestock complex. Cotton is down. May cotton down 44 points at 80.68. July is down 11 at 84.42, so not a good look for cotton. We do see some upward movement in some of the later months. Crude oil is on a rally. April crude up 165 at 61.77. May is up 161 at 61.67. Unleaded gas is 3 cents higher at 190. And April heating oil is up a couple of pennies at 188. So things look good across the energy markets. And gold is up. April gold is currently up 280 at 13.2450 an ounce. So mixed numbers across the futures markets as we roll into the afternoon on Friday. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done. It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, looking at the impact that GMOs have on the price of food. We'll do that after this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use Farms pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
So, do GMOs have an impact on the price of food? Well, the answer is yes. While the cost of food is impacted by various factors, the price of oil, for example, affects transportation costs, drought can affect yield and available supply, so GMOs do play an important role in keeping food prices down. Dr. Stuart Smythe, assistant professor with the Department of Bioresource Policy, Business, and Economics at the University of Saskatchewan, explains it this way. Typically, GM crops are the more efficient crops. That means their price and costs as ingredients are less than the non-GMOs. Another question. If livestock eat genetically modified grain, will there be GMOs in my meat? The answer, no. It has been estimated that over 70% of the harvested GM crops are fed to food-producing animals, making the world's livestock populations the largest consumers of the current generation of GM crops. And GMOs have never been detected in the milk, meat, or eggs derived from animals fed GM feed. According to an extension specialist at the University of California, genetically engineered crops are digested by animals in the same way as conventional crops. The Federation of Animal Science Societies compiled over 100 digestion and feeding studies examining the digestive fate of genetically engineered DNA and protein introduced into genetically engineered feed, and genetically engineered DNA, or the novel proteins encoded therein, have never been detected in the milk, meat, or eggs derived from animals fed genetically engineered feedstuffs. Back with a final word after this message.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
So far, in all of the questions put forward, I think the scientists are right. There is no health challenge from consuming genetically modified foods. And that's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
When a gas engine doesn't start, the spark plug could be the culprit. Learn how to properly test for spark and diagnose issues on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services, designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information.
Always read and follow label instructions. Check registration in your state.
Do you need three hands just to use your grease gun? Stop wasting time, wasting grease, and end your greasing frustration with the Lock and Lube Grease Coupler. Lock and Lube's patented design won't pop off the grease circuit or leak, even at extreme angles and pressures over 10,000 PSI. And it easily releases by pressing the thumb lever. Upgrade any grease gun by replacing the old grease coupler with Lock and Lube. Visit lockandlube.com to find a dealer or order online. Lock and Lube. It almost makes greasing fun.
When a gas engine doesn't start, the spark plug is usually one of the first things tested. You could pull the spark plug wire off and see if you get shocked, or you could unthread the spark plug, ground it to the cylinder head, and have someone crank the engine to see if there's spark. Ray Bohax is Successful Farming's engine man. He says these are the most common ways that people test for it, but that's incorrect.
And why it is incorrect is that it does not recognize the fact that the ignition coil has to produce enough energy to jump the gap of the spark plug under the cylinder pressure of compression when that engine is trying to start. And that often bites you when you're trying to diagnose a no-start condition. You look at the engine has fuel, you think it has spark, and yet it doesn't run.
He says the proper way to diagnose for no spark is to use a spark tester because the central electrode is deep down inside the porcelain insulator.
That causes the coil to have to work harder to try to simulate jumping the gap of the spark plug under compression. When you're just grabbing the wire and seeing if it has a spark or grounding the spark plug, you're not taxing that coil. Often, you will have enough energy in the ignition coil to arc the spark plug under no compression, but not to arc it under the cylinder pressure of trying to start the engine.
Spark plug testers are available for small gasoline engines and for high energy ignition. They're inexpensive and easy to use. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about spark plugs and find more engine tips from Ray at agriculture.com.
Linda's Insurance Agency reminds producers sales closing date is March 15th. Any changes to your farming operation need to be made by then with a signed application. Do you need to add a crop? Get your quote today from Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency. Drop by her office at 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Much of the agriculture community applauded the GOP tax plan when it was signed into law at the end of 2017, but there are still lots of questions and uncertainty about tax reform provisions, and farmers and ranchers are asking how it will impact their particular operation. Christine Tidgren, attorney at the Iowa State University Center for Agriculture Law and Taxation, shares about how the legislation is affecting farmers and ranchers today.
Well, the tax reform legislation has been very substantial. Most people should see their tax liability decrease, at least modestly, because of this new law. There was a lot of talk about the new limit on the state and local tax deduction being limited to $10,000. It's important for them to realize that that limit doesn't apply to property taxes paid through their business or for their business. So their farmland and their business assets and the property taxes they pay for those assets, there's no limit, and they can continue to deduct those in full as they always have.
Tidgren emphasized that the way in which you set up your business operation could greatly influence how the tax reform affects you.
It's probably a good time for ag producers to go talk to their tax advisors and just kind of check in. And they should ask also about business planning questions about whether they think that the business should be restructured in light of the tax reform. One set of producers in particular that probably need to do that inquiry are those who have remained in a C corporation.
Tidgren encourages farmers and ranchers to visit their tax planner this spring to discuss how to make the most of the recent tax reform. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at Wichita RV.
KNDY.